A combination of higher-than-expected enrollment, illness and inflation has bumped up the cost of running Coquitlam District Schools, SD 43. At the Tuesday, February 7, board meeting, trustees approved an amended budget of $447,473,144 for the 2022-23 school year, which includes operating as well as capital and special purpose funds. But it was the higher operating costs of $19.2 million over last year's preliminary budget of $324.7 million for salaries, benefits, supplies, utilities, insurance and transportation that was the focus of a staff report. Most of the higher costs are for increased salaries, contracted wage increases and benefits. South Dakota 43 Superintendent Patricia Garland said the fall brought multifaceted challenges, including an exponential growth in the number of students, as well as more illness, caused by the end to pandemic restrictions. More ELL students needing supports. This fall, 700 more newcomer students, not including international education students, joined SD 43, bringing the enrollment to 1,635. To help them improve their English language learning, ELL, skills, the district has hired ELL specialists, including a teacher at Summit Middle School. As well, the district is piloting a new digital report card, called an annual instruction plan, that sets students' goals and strategies for learning. Trustees were told that teachers are getting special training to learn the system, and other supports, so they can help their newcomer students. Colds and flu hitting school classrooms. In recent months, respiratory illnesses, including colds and flu, has resulted in illness throughout the school district. To ensure that classes are covered when a teacher is ill, the district hired a flying squad of 15 permanent teachers on call, or substitutes, who fill in where needed. However, only 9 of the positions are filled, because the demand for teachers is so high and teachers are being placed in other jobs. School District 43, SD 43, Education Learning Center lit up at night. By Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News. International student enrollment growing. Helping improve the school district's bottom line is international education revenue, which was nearly $2 million more than budgeted. Gartland told trustees that international education is opening up again with the easing of pandemic restrictions and more international flights. That's all really opened up this year, she said, noting 1,200 international students are currently studying in K-12 schools, generating more than $17 million in revenue. Investment income is also trending above budget due to higher interest rates and has been increased by $781,000. More students, more teachers to hire. However, the district has had to top up the budget with its own reserves by more than $17 million while it waits for the provincial government to confirm money for wage increases and fund teachers necessary to address enrollment pressures. The amended budget includes the following staff increases: all positions in FTEs, full-time equivalency, teachers, 27 for enrollment increases, 20 classroom enhancements, 15 permanent substitute teachers to help reduce number of unfilled absences, 10 for increase in international enrollment, 1 for Indigenous education, sans 1 FTE teacher coordinator position for trades and transition who converted to vice principal, educational assistants, 16 for increase in special needs students. 2 temporary Indigenous education youth workers. 1 temporary youth worker for supervision on busing required for Coast Salish elementary students. Support staff. 1 temporary district secretary position to assist with a maternity leave coverage. Principals and vice principals. 1 vice principal position in the Information Services Department. 0.85 FTE for trades and transition principal position.